Lloyd remembers when.
It's just a year ago this week that Grimmers announced his departure from Radio 1 Breakfast. And his successor.
Yeah, this is like the,
We've been building to this.
This is the listen again moment, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah,
shared drive. So that's what's going to happen. I don't know the exact dates because I can never remember dates, but it's sort of Augusty, end of Augusty time.
Yeah.
There's going to be no me on the mornings.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on it another time.
Yeah.
And then someone else is going to be doing this show.
Oh.
Shall we meet that very special person
Shall
now?
Shall I go and get he or she?
He or she. Well, whatever. They can be whatever they want. It's 2018.
Yes, then maybe they're not binary. Okay, I'll go and get him.
Yeah, go and get him. So, the person that is going to be waking you up in the morning, it's going to be like Freaky Friday. We're going to swap lives. Apart from we don't do Fridays. Gregory James. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm very well.
Nick Grimshaw with Greg this week in 2018. David Jensen's been on air and in print in recent months speaking of his Parkinson's disease. And it was this week, 31 years ago, that Kid, as he was then, left Radio 1.
We'll turn it back to the Kid and let him do what he would like in his last program on Radio 1. Hi, Kid.
Paul, thank you very much for that. And it's my last show. God, what a day I've had. It's been a really emotional day. I didn't realize I had so many friends around here. And it'll be the last time that Kid Jensen takes to the airwaves as well.
That's right, because you will revert to your real name after this.
That's right. What is it again? I've forgotten.
It's David Allen?
Horatio?
Yes, that's right.
Something
Cod
like
Jensen?
Algernon? David Allen Jensen reigns from next week. But for now, it's Kid Jensen with the Four Seasons. Who loves you? I feel loved. Now, I couldn't do a farewell show without playing a Van Morrison track. I played a Van Morrison record on my first Radio 1 show and on my last now as well. This is Natalia.
Farewell, Kid Jensen from Radio 1 prior to journeying to the States. He'd arrived at the BBC after a short spell at Trent. And it was Kid's voice on Radio 1 this week, 40 years ago, that announced the first live radio program from Moscow.
And it's via satellite now to Moscow, USSR we go, to join Andy Peebles, who's at the Rossiya Hall in Moscow. And Andy, you've arrived. What time is it right there now?
The time here now, Kid, is exactly 7:30, and I'm talking to you, as you so rightly say, from the Rossiya Hall here in Moscow.
Maybe you could set the scene for us.
Well, yes, I'll do that for you. Elton John tonight plays his second of four concerts in Moscow, having already done four incredibly successful
The live trial OB via a NICAM 1 system on Radio 1 this week in 1979. And I think we should rightly credit the techies on this occasion.
The concert sound was by Clive Franks and Nick Blythe. The engineering for BBC Radio 1 by Anthony Pugh, Doug Taylorson and Mike Rushmore. And the stereo sound bounce was by Mike Robinson. Ros Kelly liaised and was our secretary. And the programme was produced by Jeff Griffin. This is Andy Peebles in Moscow in the Soviet Union, handing you back to the BBC in London.
That same week, 40 years ago, in Ireland, RTE launched its second channel.
It will complement the existing national radio service, which had its origin in 1926 in that studio in Little Denmark Street, and which has been providing programmes of the highest quality and standards. I'm sure that the people responsible for the new service will aim to achieve the same high standards in the areas it will cater for as have been achieved by Radio 1, and that the necessary reliance on advertising revenue to finance the new service will not have an adverse influence on these standards. This new service will not involve any increase in the existing television licence fee, as RTE are confident that the extra costs will be met from advertisements.
The launch of RTE2 this week in 1979, and that announcement on funding preempting all the discussion from then till now, really. The station now has a weekday yesterday listening figure of 10% in Ireland, with RTE1 at 22. It's 14 years since London's Jazz FM closed. After 15 years, ready for a smooth future.
Hello, welcome along. If you've just joined us, this is Mark Walker at 102.2 Jazz FM, rounding off the weekend with some fine jazz. Marlena Shaw, Feel Like Making Love, and before that, Steve Tyrrell, and This Guy's in Love with You. Curtis Steiger's very soon will play you The Crazy Moon after Sarah Vaughan.
The last link on London's Jazz FM before it became smooth this week in 2005. Jazz FM, of course, now back on digital, owned by Bauer, and attracting 500,000 listeners in the UK. It's 62 years this week since the first Test Match Special. The programme was then aired on the BBC Third programme. In tribute, let's hear this again from Trent Bridge from just last year. A listener had emailed the programme to tell of their dad's life, illness and love for the programme, replete with cricket analogies. And then...
Dad was rushed to hospital on Thursday the 9th of August with another bad chest infection. On Friday, we were told that he had 24 to 48 hours to live and that in fact he may never regain consciousness. On the Saturday, I visited Dad in hospital with my wife, and after an hour she had the inspirational idea of getting Test Match Special on my mobile. After 5 minutes, he opened his eyes and he was completely in the room and aware of us. He was able to convey that he was comfortable, he was at peace, and I was able to tell him what a wonderful father he is and just how much I love him. Not one comfortable with massive shows of emotion, after 15 minutes he requested that we listen to the cricket. For 3 hours we listened to Wokes crashing it about at Lord's and making his maiden Test century. We got a digital radio into Dad's hospital room and he listened to Test Match Special the next day. And I don't think it's any coincidence that he passed peacefully just after England had sealed victory.
Test Match Special, the programme launched this week in 1957. So with Silk FM launching in Macclesfield 21 years ago...
Silk FM will broadcast 24 hours a day on 106.9 FM.
Katie Hopkins leaving LBC after a Twitter storm 2 years ago...
You talk about Theresa May being honest. I don't see a correlation between what you've just spouted off and what I asked.
Andrew Gilligan reporting on That Dossier on Radio 4's Today programme 16 years ago...
What we've been told by one of the senior officials in charge of drawing up that dossier was that actually the government probably knew that that 45-minute figure was wrong.
The pilot series of The Archers, beginning from Birmingham 69 years ago.
Very well, let's have when Jones's hair was new.
I trust you to be thinking about drink, Mr. Gabriel.
The death of Nixie from Galaxy and Hallam 2 years ago.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the weekend because I'm coming over to Liverpool to see you on Sunday.
And the first UK local radio day 3 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.